It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening to the Christina LaFrance Show Live. Welcome, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. Today is November 26th. Mercury has gone retrograde as of yesterday. There's a lot of things that are, way more taxing than Mercury going retrograde, but I just have to laugh because it's just in time for the holidays, all the crazy, right? But what are you going to do? I definitely feel the shift, the Pluto shift. Definitely me and Jay were talking about that, was even greater. But I just feel like astrologically, it's been such a shit show that I don't know. I'm not really bothered by the retrograde. I say that now, and talk to me next week, But I'm sorry that I wasn't live last week. Me and Jay tried. We really did try. We tried for about 25 minutes to get on air, and Skype just wasn't cooperating. It happens, so the universe said no, and we went on with our lives. But last week, I had a show prepared, about the dream world that we were going to, peer into the dream world and take some questions in the chat room, pertaining to dreams. And, I'm still going to do that. We're going to, continue that today. Thursday is Thanksgiving, and, I hope all of you are done with your shopping. I've been to the store quite a few times and I'm still not done. I was telling Jay that I just had this grand idea a month ago, like, let's have Thanksgiving at our new place, not realizing how difficult that would be, with all the unpacking and, everything that goes on when you move, all the chaos. So, I threw that into the mix. So I'm having, 10 people, 11 people at my house on Thursday. Thank God the dining room set arrived. And we're going to do Thanksgiving here in our new home, which is exciting. It's nice. It's just a lot of work. I'm exhausted. I literally was just unpacking and getting everything, put away into the closets so that, we don't look like a bunch of hoarders when everybody gets here on Thursday. So, yeah, I hope everybody is doing well. I'm going to jump in the chat room and see what's going on. So we're going to talk about dreams. We're going to do some dream interpretation. I love doing that. I haven't done that in a really long time. And I'm excited to be here with you guys and do that. Let's see. Okay. Oh, I don't know. Facebook. Are you going to let? Oh, here we are. Let's see. Hey, Suzanne, how are you? It's wonderful to be here live. Hi, John. So nice to see you. My Skype banner is covering. Renee, how are you? Wonderful to see you. So guys, post in the chat room if you've had any crazy weird dreams lately and you want to discuss and potentially, get a reading. About your crazy dream. I've been having some crazy dreams lately. I think, astrologically is probably why, right? Because, I think during the retrogrades, I definitely tend to have some really strange dreams. And for sure, in the past, month, a lot of really strange dreams. But, dreams are weird because, sometimes we have these dreams that are like a bunch of psychic garbage, right? It's like these really weird things, like an elephant walked by me and, I don't know, I was walking through the park and I had no clothes on or stuff like that actually means something. But, just these really weird dreams that don't make a lot of sense and they have a lot of random symbolism in them. Just strange that we can't make sense of. I think sometimes our psyche is just emptying out some psychic garbage. But a lot of the times we have dreams that the spirit world is actually trying to contact us and give us messages, right? Our psyche is constantly bleeding through into the dream world. And we have dreams that are trying to reveal to us what we need to work on in our lives or pay attention in our lives. I remember I had a client call me not too long ago, and she was like all freaked out because she's like, I keep having this reoccurring dream where I'm driving my car, but I'm driving my car from the back seat, and I don't I can't reach the gas pedal, I can't reach the steering wheel, and I'm trying to drive, but I'm in the back seat and I can't move. I'm trying to get into the front seat, but I can't. You know, and that's an interesting dream full of a lot of symbolism there, right? Like I'm not in control of my life right now. Like I don't have my hands on this of the fo of the of, on the steering wheel, so I'm not in control of my own destiny right now. I feel like everything's out of control, right? And you know, you have those dreams where you're falling, right? You have you know, that's meaning like you just feel helpless in a situation. I've had those falling dreams before. What about the flying dreams, right? Those were always interesting. I've definitely have had those before. And then we have lucid dreaming, right? Where we just at some point of a dream just realize that we're dreaming. Like, oh my God, I'm dreaming right now. I could actually do anything I want in this dream because I realize that I'm on a different plane right now. I'm in a dream. I'm in the dream world. All right. Has that happened to any of you? Has any of you had lucid dreaming? I lucid dream quite often. I haven't in a while, but I've definitely done that a lot throughout my life. And then we have prophetic dreams, right? Which is more rare than any other dream. I would consider prophetic dreams to be rare. I've had them throughout my life. You know, they're random. They happen every once in a while. They're pretty rare, but somebody's knocking on the door. Prophetic dreams are when we have a dream and it actually comes to fruition, right? I remember one time, and silly prophetic dreams, I've had serious ones, but I remember one time, I think it was a long time ago. It was probably almost 15 years ago. And this is silly, but it's just an example of a prophetic dream. It was coming near my 40th birthday, and I had a dream that one of my good friends from Florida knocked on my door. And the next day I was thinking about it. I'm like, I wonder why I had that dream that she knocked on my door. Like she lives all the way in Florida. And they had a surprise party for me, and there she was at the party. So that's the psychic dream. Like the dream world was trying to tell me, like, you're gonna see her soon, you know? So that's a small example of a prophetic dream. And sometimes they're a lot bigger. I know that a lot of psychic mediums have that more often than others. I have them every once in a while. Sometimes when I'll have a dream that you know, I'm talking to somebody in a dream, and you know, it's silly. Like the next day they'll call me. I haven't talked to this person in so long, and they'll call me, right? But they've been pretty serious at times where I've had dreams that people come to say goodbye to me before they cross over, and I'm like, oh my God, you know. But prophetic dreams are definitely something that are real. Chat me in the chat room and let me know if you've ever had a prophetic dream before. Let's see. Let me refresh the page and see if you guys are chatting. I don't know. I always have trouble doing this. Hang on a second. Oh, here we go. Comments. All comments. There we go. Okay. Okay, so John is saying, I usually remember my dreams pretty well, Christina. I've had some really weird ones over the years. Yeah, I bet. But lately, I've been forgetting most of my dreams when I wake up. Okay, yeah, that happens to me too. It's weird. Have guys ever had these dreams that actually like play out like movies? Like I've had dreams that just feel like a movie, and I wake up and I can remember like almost all the details to it, and then I'll fall back asleep and I'll completely forget about it for days on end. But yeah, I guess if you're forgetting them, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a message. When you remember a dream and you can't get it out of your head, it definitely is a spirit world trying to tell you something, that's for sure. All right, let's see. Oh, Suzanne is saying dreaming of people in songs from the past, the 70s and 80s in the last week. Oh, wow. Okay, so you've had some nostalgic dreams lately. Okay. I'm sure that has to do with something, Suzanne, something to do when you're waking. Sometimes, yeah, that definitely has something to do with your waking time right now. Like that's a message for sure. Okay, so hang on, let me just get to my notes. I know that. Hang on, guys. I know I have notes. I had this really cool dream book that I was looking at. That's what gave me the idea. Okay. So, oh my God, this is the best dream. Well, it's not the best dream. It's the worst dream ever. But I think so many people have this in common that at least they've had this dream once in their lives, walking around in public naked. Have you guys ever had that dream? I get phone calls on that. Oh my God, Christina, why am I dreaming that I'm naked in public? The dream of walking around in public naked can be a reflection of one's feelings of vulnerability and exposure in walking life. So think about that, right? It's like it's such a vulnerable thing to have no clothes on and you're now doing it in public. I used to have the dream every once in a while that I was in high school walking around like that, walking around with no clothes on. I'd be like mortified trying to hide in my locker, right? So yeah, so that's what that means. It means that, we're just there's something in our lives that's making us feel like super vulnerable, Let's see. Wow, this is a big one. This one, I definitely get phone calls on this a lot where people get very startled by this. And matter of fact, I had a call about this not too long ago, probably about a month ago. One of my clients called me up and said, "I'm so deeply disturbed over my dream." And I'm like, "Why? What happened?" And she went on to tell me that, in my dream, I was beating up my mother. She's like, "Why would somebody dream that they're beating up their own mother in their dream?" I was laughing hysterical. I'm like, don't get upset, because what that means is that there's still something between you and that other person that is not resolved yet. So there's still anger lying beneath the surface with that person that's in your dream. So she felt very relieved because she said, "Yeah, well, of course. I don't know anybody who's, not have a, doesn't have some type of issue with their parents, right?" So she felt really relieved to find out that it's just the underlying feeling of like anger or some kind of resentment. And it's a great way for the spirit world to get a hold of you, to give you that message to say, "Hey, this has to be solved still. You have this anger that's brewing within your body. It's coming out in your dreams, Yeah, that's definitely one that I've definitely heard often and very recently. So let's see. Dreams, oh, dreams of flying. So I know I used to dream about flying all the time. I haven't in a while, but I remember I would just wake up from those flying dreams and I would just feel so, I don't know, I would feel like happy and just free and like, oh my God, I wish I could do that. And I know that I used to have flying dreams that were lucid. So it was a combination of a flying dream, but a lucid flying dream, meaning that I was well aware that I was dreaming. And it was funny because I know that I could run and just start flying. Like I kept like dropping down and then I would start running again, I would start flying again. But what flying dreams often symbolize are freedom, success, achievement. And I've got a lot of calls from people that will say, "I have these amazing flying dreams, but sometimes I'm trying to fly and I keep falling down." That's happened to me as well. And that's when we're in a place where we're trying to achieve some freedom, we're trying to achieve some success in our lives, and it's a desire for freedom, but we haven't quite gotten there yet. So that the dream is kind of saying like you're frustrated because you haven't succeeded in what you're trying to complete, That's what that would mean. But those dreams are actually really fun. Let's see. Yeah, we already did the dream about the back seat. So the back seat, the dream about trying to drive from the back seat or being in the back seat of the car and nobody's driving the car is like you're feeling super out of control in your life. There's nobody driving the car in your life. And I've definitely had that dream for myself over the years. It's a sign, it's also a sign of being overwhelmed in your life or burdened by a lot of responsibilities. And maybe even like, I think sometimes it could mean like there's a decision that has to be made, but you're not making a decision, right? So that could definitely mean that as well. The dream is like pushing you to take control back, obviously, right? Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah, hang on a second. Oh, what about being chased in a dream? Have you guys ever been in a dream where you're being chased? Oh my God, I can't even tell you how many countless times I've had that dream over the years. I haven't had it lately, but that's another really popular one. Being chased in a dream. Being chased in a dream is a common occurrence and can be quite terrifying. This dream is often associated with feelings of anxiety, fear, and stress. It can also represent a sense of being overwhelmed, or pursued, being overwhelmed or pursued by something in your walking life. The person chasing you in the dream may represent a specific person or situation that you're trying to avoid. Alternatively, it could symbolize your own fears and insecurity that something that you're running away from. This dream is also a reflection of your flight or fight response. Oh wow, that's interesting, huh? Indicating that you're feeling threatened or in danger. It's important to pay attention to who or what is chasing you in your dream, as this can provide insight into the source of your fears and anxiety. It may also be helpful to confront your fears and face them head on rather than constantly running away from them. Yeah, that dream can really just mean like, listen, it's time for you to start confronting your biggest fears, right? Because, we all know that there are certain things in our lives that we're fearful to begin or to end. Begin New beginnings and endings are equally as fearful for a lot of us, for most of us, right? So yeah, I definitely know I've had that dream many, many times in my life, that's for sure. And it's funny because I think that a lot of people just kind of push this off and they're just like, it's just a random dream. It doesn't mean anything, but I definitely pay attention to my dreams for sure, because I know it's the spirit world knocking on my door to tell me something. That's for sure. Hang on, I'm going to check and see your comments. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Renee. Hang on. It's so quiet in this house, a pin could drop. You could hear a pin drop. I'm used to that. Let's see. I don't know why I can't see them. Yeah, let me see if I click on the banner, if maybe I can see them. Nope. Now, if anybody wants me to analyze a dream for them, or they would like to just get me to throw a card, that's fine. You guys, I'm answering questions in the chat room. What are you guys' plans for Thanksgiving? I haven't cooked Thanksgiving dinner and I can't tell you how long. It's probably been about 5 years, but I mean, it's just pretty standard, right? It's just a lot of moving parts. I have like so much stuff all over the kitchen. I'm trying to organize all of it, right? There's so much food that has to be bought. It's like the never-ending shopping list and going back to the store, and the stores are just, oh my God. I was in Walmart the other day. You couldn't even walk. It was so crowded. Yeah, I should have known better. I should have went shopping last week. It's so crazy. Facebook doesn't want to show me comments right now. Let's see if I can refresh my page. Nope, it didn't work. Let's see. Let's see if that worked. Nope. It only shows three comments, and I already saw those. Let's see if I put newest. Will it show them to me? Yes, that worked. Hello, Pamela. How are you? Okay, so Pamela is saying she had a weird dream last night, dreamt that a frog was biting my hand and that it was turning black and it was terrible pain. It was, oh my God, it clamped hard on your hand. Oh my God. And I've been having arthritis pain in my hand. Oh wow, that's interesting, Pamela. I'm gonna have to look that up. I'm gonna have to throw some cards on that. Oh, you do, Renee. You have those movie dreams. Yeah, I know it's like so interesting, right? It's like you come out of that dream and you're just like, I feel like that dream went on for hours and hours, and it probably didn't, Renee. It was probably like a 3-minute dream, right? But it felt like this epic movie. I know. It's so, I think those dreams, Renee, to be honest with you, if I intuitively feel into it, I really do feel like when the dreams, I know for myself, but I just feel like this is for everyone, is that when we have these dreams that are like movies, I really do feel like we're visiting another dimension. I mean, we are always in another dimension when we're dreaming, but like, I don't know, I feel like it's almost like a dimension where we're actually conducting another life, you know? So, you know how they say that we live past lives, but they're really not in our past, that everything is happening in tandem at once, right? That ourselves are in all these different dimensions living. So we might go to somebody who reads our past lives and say, oh, in a past life, you were this or you were that, but it's actually all happening at once, right? So I believe that those dreams that are like movies are actually us visiting, one of our lives that we're living. We're just, you know, our souls are split into these different lives. I just feel like that's what it is. That intuitively, that's what I get. I feel for myself, if that makes any sense. Yeah, you've had lucid dreams, Renee. I know. It's wild because all of a sudden it just occurs to you like, oh my God, I'm dreaming right now. Like I can actually do whatever I want in this dream, right? And the flying dreams are amazing. Yeah, for sure. It's like, wee, I'm flying. I always, it was really weird because I remember always having this one flying dream where I'd be flying over like my old house in Brooklyn from when I was little, like the brownstone that we lived in. I was little. I was like 3 when we lived there. And I've had dreams, actual dreams that I'm walking through my old house in Brooklyn, you know? And it's weird because this is going to sound so creepy, but I could see while I was walking through the house, they couldn't see me. Like I was like a ghost, and I could see people like sleeping in the bedrooms. Yeah, that's so creepy, but yeah. And it's happened to me more than once where I've been in my other house on Long Island that I grew up in from when I was 3 to 17 years old. And I actually dream that I'm walking around the house and there I could see the people sleeping. So it's like, is my spirit like literally going back there and walking around? These poor people, they're trying to sleep. And I've been in their house. Yeah, it's pretty wild. All right, let's see. Hang on. I'm gonna throw some cards on that, Pam. Let's see. Yeah. Pretty wild. All right, we're gonna go for a commercial break. Not a commercial break. We're gonna go for a music break. And I'm gonna do a little research on your dream, Pamela, and throw some cards on that while we're on break. You guys are listening to 1-2 Radio, and I am your host, Christina LaFrance, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Diario la yo.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, I was muted. I kept saying welcome back, and Jay couldn't hear me because I was muted. I forgot to unmute my mic. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening live to Christine LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio. And we are discussing the dream world, which is a very interesting conversation. We're talking about dreams that we all kind of have in common. You know, everybody had, you know, the dream of running around naked in their dream, or being chased in their dream, or you know, various different things. Let's just see. I looked up some. Oh, for Pamela. Yeah, hang on, Pamela. I got it over here. So I looked at your cards and I got the Eight of Pentacles, which is about like things moving fast in your life. Like delays are over and many things are happening at once. And it's interesting because I looked up what a frog biting you or attacking you in your dream meant. And getting bitten by a frog in your dream can symbolize the worry and anxiety you feel about making it's about something in your life. You might, it's like you don't know what to expect, right? So, you might not know what to expect in a new job or something new coming in your life, moving to a new place, taking a leap of faith into a new relationship, or you might be having this dream because something's about to change in your life, or maybe there's something that you wanted to change that's about to change, and the dream is telling you that that's about to happen. So, write back, Pamela, and let me know what you think about that. That's very interesting. It could also mean that you're feeling overwhelmed in life, right? So, yeah, let me know what you think about that, sweetheart. So yeah, we're talking about dreams, and we're talking about Renee was asking about those movie dreams. We just, discussed that a lot of the times when we're having these dreams that feel like movies and they feel like they're hours long, right? That it's definitely has something to do with I feel it has something to do. I know for myself, it has something to do with being in a different life, like, because we're, and I've woken up from dreams, Renee, like where I'm experiencing this whole other life and this whole other place that I'm living. I know it's me in the dream, but there's all these people that I don't know, but I know them in the dream. And it's like, where am I? Like, what am I doing here? When I wake up and I'm like, what the hell was that? And I can definitely know that it's myself having another experience somewhere else. I know that's like such a, like, it just boggles the mind when you think that everything is happening at once. Like all our past, we call them past lives, but are they really past lives? Because, there really is no such thing as time, right? Everything is just happening in a tandem, right? So it's like, oh, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, wait, I think I might like that life better. And or maybe you don't like it so much, right? Yeah, that's interesting when that happens for sure. All right, let's see. Let me refresh the page. Oh, somebody just inboxed me and asked me how they could remember their dreams because they never do, and they've never had experiences where they were able to recall their dreams. So if that's you, because I know that I've heard that from people before, that I never remember my dreams. Like I don't remember them. I don't remember them for a second, So if you remember them, sometimes you don't remember them, or you never remember them at all. I know that I definitely was having a lot of dreams that I would wake up and remember, but then I would forget once I went back to sleep. So I used to keep a dream journal next to my bed, and I would always suggest to people if they were having that problem, like, to definitely leave a dream journal. So the minute you woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you remember this crazy thing, you're like, holy shit, you could write it down so you don't forget it. But if you never remember your dreams, I think it's important to, before you go to sleep, tell the spirit world, I'd like to remember my dreams. I really want to wake up and I want to remember my dreams. And make sure you have that dream journal, because you might wake up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and remember it, and then forget it like I used to. So a dream journal is a really good idea next to the bed, or just a paper and pen, paper and pen, nothing fancy. But also to ask before you go to sleep, I'd like to remember my dreams. And another question that I get that often from people about dreams, because we never mentioned the dream just yet, about visitations. That's a very real thing. And for me, it's huge because, I'm a medium. When I first started working on Want to Listen, I did regular readings, intuitive readings for people, but that was like 10% of my clientele. Like 90% of my clients were mediumship, and I was known pretty much as just a medium, right? But during that phase in my life where I was, just doing mostly mediumship, I would have dreams. People that had crossed over would visit me in my dreams, and I wouldn't even know who the hell they were. I'd be like, oh my God, who is this person? But what I started to put together the pieces of the puzzle. What would happen to me is I would have a dream about somebody. They would come to me and tell me how they died, or they would actually show me how they died. That was not a pleasant experience. Because a lot of the times, I know this is going to sound weird, but a lot of the times I would have these dreams where I was actually acting out what happened to them. Like it was happening to me in my dream. And it would be like this movie. And I'd be like, that is the scariest thing. I don't even want to get into half the things that I dreamt. But because I feel like I'll summons it back to myself somehow, but no, I'm kidding. But I would actually act out what happened to these people. And then what I started to slowly figure out was then I would get phone calls from their loved ones saying, you know, my uncle passed away, or my aunt, or my sister, and this is what happened to them. And I would be like, holy shit, because I just had a dream a week before that this happened to me in a dream. So I started to put together the pieces of the puzzle, realizing that these deceased people were coming to me and showing me it in a dream, and then I would hear from their loved ones, and it was just so crazy, you know. So there is such a thing as visitation dreams, they're called. And a lot of the times we will have our loved ones that will come visit us in a dream. And it's interesting because for me, I would have those dreams that I just spoke about, but then I would have dreams about, you know, various people that have crossed over within my family, and they would come visit me in my dreams. And you know, I just, it's funny because sometimes I would be lucid in the dream and I would say, I'm so aware right now that I'm dreaming and this person is not alive. And I would love it when it was lucid because I could take advantage of that time and talk to them, right? And sometimes I would get visitations from people that crossed over. But I would keep saying to them in the dream, but you're not alive, you're dead. And you know, I remember not too long ago that I had a dream about my dad, and he was talking to me. He was sitting in this room. It was so weird. He was sitting in this room on this recliner chair, and he always sat in this leather recliner chair when I was growing up. And he was sitting there, and he had like 10 or 15 different cats that were sitting on this recliner with him. And I was like, Dad, what are you doing with all these cats? And I thought you were dead. Like, what are you doing here? And he was laughing in the dream. He's like, I'm not dead. He's like, nobody's dead. He's like, nobody dies. And I'm just like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm not dead. You know, and I've had that experience so many times when I've done mediumship readings where people come through and they always say that, I'm not dead. You know, people don't die. We just cross into different dimensions. You know, we leave our bodies behind, but we're still here. The essence of us, you know, is still here. And I think that's so interesting, you know, and it's true, right? But yeah, it's like, you know, Dad, what are you doing here with these 10 cats? You know, they must have been all the cats that have crossed over the years. They were hanging out with him on the other side, you know. But yeah, visitation dreams are lovely. They really are, because we get to spend those moments. I remember having a dream about my Uncle Billy, who my cousin John is listening right now. He'll appreciate it because Uncle Billy was just such an amazing human being. And I never knew anybody who didn't love this man. He was so full of life and he was just so funny and just contagious laughter. And he had the most amazing laugh. And you always wanted to be around this person because you knew you were in for a good time when you were with Uncle Billy. But I had this dream about him, and I'll never forget this dream. It happened probably over a decade ago, but because he's been crossed over for quite some time. I think he crossed over when my twins were probably 2.5 years old. They're 23 now. But I'll never forget this dream because I was on this cruise ship and I was walking around, and you know, I just remember like thinking, wow, this is so beautiful and this is so amazing. And I was looking out at the water, and I was just enjoying myself and enjoying the view. And I was by myself, and I turned around to hear like this big party going on in this room. And here comes my Uncle Billy, come walking out of the room, and he's like the life of the party, and he's dancing, and he's having such a great time. And I was like, oh my God. So, you know, I think, what does that mean symbolic wise that, you know, he came to me on a cruise ship and he's partying? It's, you know, just how he was in life. He was always ready for a party and he was always a happy person. So he's just coming to say hello. And yeah, I'm having a good time. I'm partying. Don't worry. You know, so that was pretty amazing. But yeah, visitation dreams are probably one of my favorite dreams. That's for sure. Let's see. Let me check the chat room and see if we got any new comments here. Okay, of course not. Let's see. Come on, Facebook. So John is saying that he's had reoccurring dreams. One is I'm back in college, about to take a final in a class, and in a class that I've totally missed. And another is that I'm back working at Tower Records again, as the soul has returned from the grave. Oh my God, I love that, John. Yeah, reoccurring dreams. That's another thing, right? So why would you think that you have reoccurring dreams, right? There's various reasons why. We'll definitely touch on that. I just want to read some more of the comments. Hang on a second. Oh my God, Pamela, that is hysterical. Yes, Christina, I'm training for a new job where I work, and there's a lot going on with everything in my life. I've felt kind of stuck. Would be nice to make some progress, though. I love that. So, you know what? That's unbelievable that that frog bit you in that dream, because that's exactly what that meant. Love it, love it, love it. Things will start getting better, sweetheart. Everything new is always. I'm going through that too in my life. Everything is so new. I'm starting to grow my sea legs. It's just part of the human condition. When endings occur and when new things begin, it's always a force of agitation, in the beginning until, and then it's like old hand after a while, right? So yeah, that's pretty interesting, Pamela. I love that. All right, let's see. Let me just refresh one more time. See if I see anything else. Yeah, a lot of shifting energy, Suzanne, for sure, in the past couple of weeks. I can't even keep up with it anymore. It's just been so much, right? I think all of us probably feel that way. Newest. Let's see. Huh. I'll tell you. I wonder if I'm the only host who has trouble seeing the comments. Probably all of us, right? Most relevant. Let's see. All right. Hang on. Let me switch over here. Hang on, guys. Nope. I don't see anything new. Facebook definitely doesn't want to show me anything new. Let's see. Newest comments. Okay, Pamela's saying thank you. You're welcome. It's true, Pamela. I'm the same way. I get bored. I say I want new things in my life, and then I start to panic. It's so true. I mean, you know what? We are all the same. We really are. We all kind of navigate through the same type of things. That's for sure. So John is saying that I've had a few visitation dreams, Christina, as we've talked about. The most amazing one I had was with Aunt Annie on the morning of her passing. Oh yeah, John, you just gave me the chills. The dreams you had with your dad and Uncle Billy made me smile from ear to ear. Yeah, it makes me smile big too, John. I know. It's I love having visitations. I love that very much. I had a really good friend who I hadn't seen in many, many years. And every once in a while I would, talk to them on Facebook, but I hadn't probably talked to them in, God, it'd been a long time, probably like 5 years. And I had a dream. He came to me in a dream and he said that he wasn't gonna be here much longer. And I was like, really? I was like having this whole conversation with a dream. I'm like, why? Why are you leaving? And he just kept telling me, it's time to fly, it's time to go. And then I don't know, a couple, maybe like a month or 6 weeks later, I read on Facebook that he had passed away, But he came to say goodbye before, and that's it. I don't know. It's a weird feeling, but it's like I also cherish that time that I had in the dream, to say goodbye and to, have those few moments, That's for sure. Let's see. Okay. Hang on. Um, Nope. Okay. I don't think I see anything new. Yeah, I mean, the dreams that are just like, I have people call me up all the time about dreams, and I mean, I love doing dream work with people. I love it. I, you know, look at the cards, give them intuitively. Sometimes we come up with some stuff that it's just like, wow, you can't make this up, you know. I really enjoy doing dream interpretation, that's for sure. I think that, you know, a lot of the times we think that our dreams are a bunch of psychic junk, and a lot of the times they are. Like I say, our psyches need to empty out every once in a while. You'll have like these really strange dreams, but sometimes within those strange dreams, they hold a lot of symbolism, you know. So if you have dreams that have all these weird things that are happening in the dream, and you just think like, oh, it's a bunch of psychic junk, or sometimes we could pull some symbolism out of that. So I would suggest that when you do dream, if there are things in your dream that doesn't make sense, take the key components from the dream and write them down and look them up on the internet, because there's so many, they have all these new AI tools now, that are on the internet that can help you very easily, interpret your dreams, you know. And if you're still not, you know, understanding it, you know, definitely there's a lot of us on One to Listen that definitely do dream interpretation. But I tell you, I've had so many clients that have really opened up like a lot of healing for themselves, paying attention to their dreams, you know. People take that for granted, but you really should pay attention to your dreams, especially reoccurring dreams, right? So reoccurring dreams, they keep coming back to you. It's like, what are you trying to say? You know, like, what is the dream world trying to say to me, you know? Definitely when they're reoccurring, they're trying to communicate with you in some way, you know. And especially if you're having dreams that are like from the past, right? Like with John, like if there's something from, you know, a past job that you had or something like that, it could definitely have something to do with your waking life right now. You know, you got to try to put together the pieces of the puzzle and say, you know, why would I be dreaming that? Like, what specifically about the past is coming up in the dream, and how does that relate to right now? You know, that's for sure, you know? Yeah. I mean, and I think it's interesting when we have dreams about when we're younger, right? And all of a sudden, we're like, I've had dreams like that. I haven't had them in a long time. But like, all of a sudden, I'm just in this dream that I'm like 13, 14 years old. And it's like, whoa. And it's fun and it's interesting, but there's so much symbolism that has to do with that. You know, if you look at the time frame, what was actually happening in your life at the time? Because when we ask the spirit world to help us heal from something or to give us messages, they are giving us messages. A lot of the time, we're just not paying attention to them, you know. And I know for myself, when I was dreaming about when I was that age, it had so much to do with what was happening in my life at the moment. You know, it was like history repeating itself again, you know, and it was like, whoa, it was such an eye-opener for me, that's for sure. You know, we can't know everything, right? I mean, I know we all wish we could, but we can't, right? You know, a lot of the times I'll have people call me up, and they really just want to know why, you know. And a lot of the times, us wanting to know why about certain things that we keep hitting against the wall about, is that's a message too from the universe. You know, if you keep trying something or trying to figure out something that you just can't solve or figure out, sometimes that's just the universe saying to you, listen, this is not meant for you to know why. It's much broader and bigger than your brain could even absorb or understand. And sometimes it's a lesson in just letting things go. You know, I've had that lesson in the lately where something has popped up for me that it has brought me to my knees, like in a way that was painful, that like, you've got to learn to let things go, Christina. You know, and you know, as an Aquarian, I could hang on to things. I could hang on to one or two things, you know. So that was the spirit world directly telling me that this is a time in your life where you have to realize that, you know, there are things that you can't know why, and you have to let them go. You know, you can't have privy to know everything, you know. And you know, that's hard for me because that's what I do for a living. I look at the cards, right? And sometimes we're just not meant to know something at the time. And it's interesting because a lot of the things that we want to make sense of, we're using all of our tools as humans to try to make sense of them. Like, this doesn't make sense. Like, why would a person behave this way? Or why would a person do this? Or why does this happen? Or why do I have, this bad luck happening to me? Like, that's our humanness that is trying to search for answers, right? And a lot of the time, our soul lessons just rarely make sense to our human minds. Like, why would I have to go through this, And a lot of the times we will get little signs from the universe in our dreams to give us a way forward, or to say, listen, this is what you need to work on. There's a lot of fear in your life right now. And you need to work on this. They'll give you little tidbits, but a lot of the times, we have to let things go. That's a major lesson for me right now. And I'm working on it every single day, every time my brain tries to say why. I say, it's none of your business. Why? Just keep moving. That's for sure. All right, we got about 2 minutes left. I'm just going to jump in the chat and see if there's any more comments before we end the show. Let's see. Okay. Hang on. I think I see a few new ones. Okay, so Renee says, have you ever had a dream that you're at a former job? Those can be bizarre. Yeah, those are totally bizarre, Renee. And yes, I have had that dream before because I was in nursing for many years. And every once in a while, I will be in a dream and I find myself walking up those hallways or in that emergency room that I used to work in. And I'm like, and sometimes I'm lucid in the dreams and I'm like, what the hell am I doing back here? I'm like, holy shit, what does this mean? Am I supposed to go back to nursing? It's like, it's so funny, but it rarely means that. Like, you're supposed to go back to the old job or something so, silly like that. It really is like there's something in your waking moment that is that the spirit world is trying to compare to the past. Like, it's trying to make you aware of, like, you're doing this again, or this is coming up again. There's new awareness. Not that you're doing anything wrong. Sometimes it just means you're going to have awareness on a higher level about what you were going through at this point in your life when you were at this job. Or maybe it's just similar to what's happening in your job now, right? And it's not to say that that's a good or right or wrong or a good or bad thing. It's just that, all right, I'm navigating in this lesson again in these waters. What can I do different to shift this? Yeah, that's a crazy thing. Yeah, definitely identify with that, Renee. Okay. Oh, Jay's in the chat room. My mom and sister all had premonition dreams for a few days before we have a devastating house fire, and we all had it. Oh my God, in your own individual ways, Jay. That is, oh, you just gave me crazy chills. Crazy chills. It reminds me, Jay, my sister had a really bad house fire. She lost every, her animals. That, thank God, I mean, it was terrible to lose the animals, but thank God everybody was not home during the house fire. And I remember pulling up to the house and my brother-in-law was standing there, obviously in a state of shock, that he just lost everything. And he looked at me and he said to me, what is, I remember this, Christina. I said, what do you mean? He said, I remember this. I've done this. This all happened already. And I said, that's deja vu, my friend. That's deja vu. And he said, what the hell does that mean? And I said, it means that you're getting a glimpse into your soul contract. That you're remembering it because before you came here, we all planned certain things, and you're remembering that you were going to experience this. He's just like, oh my God. He's like, why am I remembering this? Like, I know, Jay, it's so weird. Wow, that is super crazy. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay. Hi, Quelly. So nice to see you, sweetheart. And happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Happy Thanksgiving, honey. All right, we're running a minute over, but I'm the last show, so I'm sure Jay's not too upset about it. But I just wanted to thank everybody for joining me for the show today. I figured a fun show on more of a positive note, right? Right before the Thanksgiving holiday. And I hope that everybody has an amazing Thanksgiving and you have lots of yummy food and happy times ahead of you. And I'll talk to you guys next week when we're back. God knows what we're going to talk about, but I'm sure we'll come up with something good. You've been listening to 1-2 Radio. I'm your host, Christina LaFrance. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of the week.